at 7.
A missing ballot mystery unfolding right now, just 5 days before elections, and the Bay Area county that is now investigating.
We've looked at everything that we can right now. We don't know what happened.
I will be tracking it at all times to make sure that my vote is counted.
We are appalled at the blatant racist fear-mongering tactics.
The questionable political ad forcing a top Silicon Valley CEO to step down tonight.
And a Bay Area hospital hacked. The warning tonight from the FBI.
Change your passwords and change them frequently and make them complex. It's not a joke.
And breaking news from San Jose, where a fire in an underground utility vault is slowing traffic along 101. These are live pictures from the scene at Tully Road. You can see a flame, a large flame, erupting from that median. Just feet from passing cars, we're told drivers are not in danger.
Well, the fire's been burning for about 90 minutes now. Firefighters think that it's being fed by a natural gas pipeline. You can see the scene a little bit earlier when it was still daylight. No word on how this got started.
Let's get back to those live pictures right now. They're just letting it go to burn off the gas until PG&E can actually cut it off. Firefighters say they found evidence people may have been living in a nearby vault. We'll stay on top of this for you.
Also right now at 7 on KPIX 5, streaming on CBSN Bay Area. Dozens of ballots in Contra Costa County are nowhere to be found tonight. Now the rush is on to contact the voters involved and figure out what happened. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. KPIX 5's Wilson Walker is in Richmond tonight with the investigation.
Anything goes wrong in this election, people are right on top of it. Here we have a case of a couple dozen folks who say they dropped their ballots in this drop box only to never hear from them again. This may be an example of how things actually work.
We've received and have identified 40 voters who said they deposited their ballot on October 12th, and we're not showing that that ballot has been returned.
Do you have any idea, any guess as to what might have happened?
We've looked at everything that we can right now. We don't know what happened.
Assistant Registrar Voter Scott Konopasek says answers will likely come in the weeks ahead, but for now, the priority is finding out how many ballots might be missing.
And we've reached out and called and talked to each one of these voters individually. Several of them have requested a new ballot be issued to them. Others, we've told them where they can go vote in person to make sure their vote counts.
But this episode proves some critical points that we have been stressing for weeks now. One is that voters are paying attention.
I'm going to track it. I have both the tracking numbers at home. So I will be tracking it at all times to make sure that my vote is counted. And that's the most important thing to me.
And when voters use those tools and show up early, there is still time to correct just about any confusion like this.
These voters knew they could track their ballot. They went and tracked it. They didn't see what they were expecting, so they let us know.
Turnaround time on when you should be hearing back from the ballots you drop off is about 72 hours right now. A lot of places will be opening up in-person voting over the next couple days as we close in to November 3rd, if that is something you are more comfortable with. Here in Richmond, Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
The CEO of San Jose's largest business organization has resigned over a political attack ad that many are calling racist. Now some say the ad is just pointing to a larger problem inside the Silicon Valley organization. The SVO put out this ad showing a group of black men on a smoke-filled street saying, quote, "Do you really want to sign on to this?" Well, now there's an outside investigation, and the political action committee that created the ad has been suspended. About 30 businesses and nonprofits have canceled their membership to the SVO in protest. The city council candidate targeted in the ad says the SVO's entire leadership has got to go.
It's a culture within this organization that is toxic to our community.
We are appalled at the blatant racist fear-mongering tactics.
The SVO has made several mistakes over the past years that were culturally insensitive, racist, and wrong.
Well, this wasn't the SVO's first controversial ad, it turns out. Others have shaded the skin tone of Latino candidates to make them darker. The SVO did not take any questions today.
Tonight, Oakland police are investigating a homicide after a body was found on Grizzly Peak. The man's body was found with traumatic injuries at about 9 o'clock this morning. Chopper 5 flew over the scene where police blocked off an area along a rural stretch of Grizzly Peak Boulevard. The man's identity has not been released.
Well, COVID-19 isn't the only crisis one East Bay hospital is dealing with tonight. KBIX 5's Andrea Borba reports that computer hackers held it hostage and put patients at risk in the process.
Amidst everything else happening right now, a global pandemic, an impending federal election, now officials in the U.S. government are concerned about the possibility of a cyber attack on U.S. health systems.
The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services issued a warning about imminent ransomware attacks at U.S. hospitals.
Because what we have is a targeted campaign specifically targeting America's healthcare institutions right in the midst of a pandemic.
Phishing emails opened unwittingly by busy staff can unleash havoc on a network.
Is that payload moves across the organization quickly, locking up computers as it goes. And within a matter of hours, the entire IT infrastructure is down.
The group behind this anticipated attack is UNC-1848, which was nearly taken down by Microsoft earlier this month. But the group successfully hit United Health Systems, locking up networks affecting Fremont Hospital here in the Bay Area and leading to the death of a patient in Dusseldorf, Germany. Jeff Harp, retired assistant special agent in charge of the FBI in San Francisco, says the timing is right.
Certainly during the pandemic, it's very challenging because, you know, a lot of places have reduced staff. They've got reduced ability to be able to work these cyber threats. And so
best practice, according to Harp, is to be on alert and this.
Change your passwords and change them frequently and make them complex. It's not a joke.
Now, the FBI says best practice in this is to not pay the ransom if your organization or yourself is involved in one of these phishing attacks. They say you do not know if you will get back everything you lost. In Fremont, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Tonight, Solano County is confirming its first case of flu and COVID-19 co-infection. Now, health experts are urging people to get a flu shot. They say contracting either virus can weaken your immune system, making you more susceptible to catching the other disease. Daily coronavirus cases nationwide reached a new high today with more than 83,000 cases. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, that's the most new cases in a single day since the pandemic began. 41 states saw at least a 10% increase in new cases this week compared to last week. But meanwhile, here in the Bay Area, cases have been relatively low compared to other regions. And San Francisco has had the lowest death rate of any major U.S. city. One big reason why, companies transitioned to working from home much quicker than other parts of the country. And county health departments implemented COVID restrictions faster than others and were slower to lift them.
If we go back to life as we knew it a year ago with no restrictions, there's no reason to think we won't suffer the same kind of resurgence.
I'm very good about social distancing. I've actually become almost a little bit of a hermit.
Let's take another live look at 101 and Tully Road in San Jose, where a fire is erupting from an underground utility vault. Firefighters think it's being fed by a gas line there. They're letting it burn off until PG&E crews can get out there to shut the gas off. Our photographer Jim Flanagan says there is a fire coming out of only one hole so far. Earlier, there were three holes spewing flames. We're told there's no danger to passing traffic, but obviously avoid that area if you can.
Let's take a live look out at San Francisco tonight. We've learned that 500 homeless people will soon have to move out of the city's hotel rooms. The city has been leasing rooms to protect people vulnerable to the coronavirus. That's according to a report in the Chronicle. Money is running out and the program has to end. There's some concern right now. Without a clear plan moving forward, shelters could become hotbeds for the virus. Let's head live outside. Something new to show you tonight. We have new live cameras on top of the Mark Hopkins Hotel. That'll be the top of the mark in San Francisco. Beautiful place to hang out. Beautiful views. That one was looking north, but we also have this one that looks south. Hotel sits at California, Mason Street. on Nob Hill.
That's right. With your top headlines, the final days of campaigning have reached a fever pitch. Both President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden met with voters in Florida today. They held dueling rallies in the battleground state. A newly released Monmouth poll shows Biden with a slight lead among registered Florida voters.
And I believe when you use your power, the power of the vote, we literally are going to change the course of this country for generations to come.
Meanwhile, President Trump held a rally in Tampa. He said one key demographic could help him win the Sunshine State.
We're going on to win a record share of the Hispanic American vote. You see what's happening?
Meanwhile, in the key battleground state of Wisconsin, where the president held this rally on Tuesday, hackers stole more than $2 million from the state's Republican Party. The party chairman says invoices were manipulated to steal the funds, and the FBI is now investigating. Walmart is pulling guns and ammunition from some store shelves. That's due to some instances of civil unrest just days before the election. Walmart says the move is out of precaution for the safety of employees and customers. And Ken, even though you won't see the guns on the shelves, Walmart says it still will sell them on request.
Well, it turns out a lot of Silicon Valley school kids may never go back to their old classrooms, and it has nothing at all to do with COVID-19. The Cupertino Union School District could close half a dozen campuses as early as next fall if it can't find the funds to keep them open. The district runs 25 schools in six different cities, but enrollment has declined by about 13% since 2013. That means less state funding. School board will meet next Thursday to make its decisions. Meanwhile, the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk could reopen as early as next month. It would be the first in the state to take advantage of orange tier guidelines for small theme parks. Admission will be reservation only and limited to 25% capacity.
Take a live look outside. This weekend, we'll be turning our clocks back again. It marks the end of daylight saving time. But 60% of Californians voted to get rid of the ritual with Prop 7. So what happened? Well, it stalled in the assembly in Sacramento, but ultimately Congress would need to make it official, and that just didn't happen. Assemblyman Kansan Chu advocated to make daylight saving permanent.
We haven't figured out the power to change when the sun comes up or comes down yet.
We're working on that.
We're working on that, that's right. Modern scientists. And that's beyond my pay grade.
Screws up my dog's schedule. Yes. They are always off by an hour then because they have a schedule throughout the day when they go out, when we feed them, when we walk them.
I feel like we're all off by an hour for like 2 weeks. Gwendolyn's dogs aren't the only ones who will have to adjust. Daylight saving officially ends at 2 a.m. on Sunday.